Chinese, American, and North Korean officials are gathering in Beijing for talks beginning tomorrow on North Korea's suspected nuclear weapons program. But while North Korea's nuclear capabilities have grabbed headlines recently, a humanitarian crisis in the secretive Stalinist nation has been more difficult to document. Refugees who make it across the border bring tales of hunger and hardship, but they say a Chinese crackdown is making it more difficult for North Koreans to flee. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the border town of Tumen.
In a small village tucked in among the pine trees in the hills near China's border with North Korea, a family gathers to prepare lunch. Over the sizzling of fatty pork and spicy eggplant, the women exchange gossip in their native Korean language. Though they're Chinese citizens, many of them speak no Chinese at all. They're part of a huge ethnic Korean population in this region that has great sympathy for its starving cousins across the border in North Korea. One member of the group, though, sits quietly in a corner, watching everything but saying nothing. Once assured that her identity will be protected, the woman, who calls herself Mrs. Park, admits she is a North Korean refugee. Her eyes dart back and forth, and she barely speaks above a whisper, telling how she spends most of the day inside, afraid of Chinese police who sometimes go door to door looking for North Koreans and immediately sending them back across the border. But Mrs. Park says despite this, China is far better than North Korea. At least there's food to eat, she says, and much more freedom. Locals say there are North Koreans hiding in almost every village in this area, and the numbers captured have risen sharply in recent months. Diplomats in Beijing say China began a massive clampdown in the border area after North Korean refugees seeking asylum stormed embassies and consulates in the capital last year. North Korean repression and widespread starvation continue to push tens of thousands of North Koreans towards the border, hoping to make it into the promised land of China. The border itself is a place of extreme contrast. I'm standing now on the bridge crossing the Tumen River between China and North Korea. Behind me is the bustling Chinese town of Tumen with its karaoke bars, its markets full of food, and its booming economic development. Up ahead of me is the apparently deserted North Korean town of Namyang and the barren hills of North Korea behind it. The river itself is only about 30 or 40 yards wide, and it looks as though it would be extremely easy to swim or wade across. But here, literally 50 yards down below me here on the North Korean side, is a patrol of North Korean soldiers. There must be about 10 or 12 of them, and they're walking along the North Korean side of the riverbank, looking in the bushes and hitting the reeds with their sticks to check if there are any North Korean people hiding here about to make the dash across the river into China.
One
woman who made it across the river is 27-year-old Kim Hyun-sung. She won't use her real name, and she too is extremely nervous to meet a foreign reporter. She has a handsome face that would be pretty if she ever smiled. Sitting in a safe house in a town near the border, she describes how she and her family survived the famine of the mid-90s, only for the desperate food situation to return within the last 2 years. Near to starvation, she bribed a border guard and crossed the ice of the frozen Tumen River with her three-month-old baby. But the baby was weak and cried a lot, drawing attention from the neighbors and jeopardizing the other refugees in the building where she was staying. Desperate, helpless, and penniless, she was persuaded by the others to give the baby away to a local orphanage. Kim met a North Korean carpenter in China who had also fled. She married him and gave birth to another baby. Then last summer, the clampdown came, and her husband was caught by the Chinese police and sent back. Helpless again, unable to work because she has no legal documents in China, she once again fell into penury and once again had to give up her child. A tiny tear gathers at the corner of her left eye and trickles slowly down her cheek.
잘 살고 그 집 터대도 전.
Maybe the army and some officials in Pyongyang would defend Kim Jong-il in a war with the U.S., she says. But otherwise, everyone would support the United States. Everyone hates Kim Jong-il. And I tell you, she adds, I would rather die here in China than ever have to go back there until his rule is over. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in the Chinese town of Tumen on the North Korean border.